This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 557. Want to buy a frozen throne? Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandef, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I am your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
Oh, I'm living up to my name right now. Like, in an incredible fashion. So hot.
Yeah.
Like, the Frozen Throne sounds like an incredibly comfortable chair right about now. I mean, it would only last about 20 minutes, but that 20 minutes would be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a bit warm, eh?
Little bit.
Well, hopefully it cools down a bit for you.
I hope someone... If you got a Frozen Throne that you just, you know, have lying around, I will gladly take it off your hands. Bolvar, I'm looking at you, but I'll take anything at this point.
Yeah, I understand that. We also have with us a fan, Death. How do you know the fan?
Hi, I'm nice and cool. Don't mean to rub it in, but my computer's in the basement, so it gets all the cool air from the house just funneling down here, and it's beautiful. Other than that, I'm pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. How was your weekend? Well,
it's all right. Did I raid on Tuesday?
Yes, you did.
Yay, I raided on Tuesday. I was late this time again, wasn't I?
Yep.
Yeah. Jeez. I raided. We did all of normal. I still haven't done the first couple bosses of normal because for some reason something decides to happen on Tuesday, and I don't get to show up on time. But we did kill a new boss on heroic, stuff that they basically have on farm, which is super great.
That was Inquisition, right?
Yes, which I've never... That was my first time ever doing that. First and second caps we wiped once. And then I won't be on to raid tomorrow because I am picking up a stroller from my cousin, who lives in Dauphin, but she's going to be in the city.
You should tell your cousin to bring you some buns from the bakery in Dauphin, because they make some really good butter buns that are really, really yummy.
Oh, yeah?
Like, refuses to have any other kind.
Oh. We will see. I don't know what... But thinking back, I haven't really played much WoW in the past week. I might have played a little bit of Diablo, but not even much of that. I was gone all weekend, out at the lake, doing, like, hot stuff that you do at the lake, like fishing and catching lots of fish. Leveling up my fishing skill in real life. I have a nice cut on my thumb on my left hand from a fish going crazy and yeah, my thumb got caught in it, and I got a nice gash. it's been a pretty quiet WoW week for me, and I don't know, being summer, things are busy, and I just hop on once in a while, and usually Mondays are a really good day to do WoW stuff, a little bit before and a little bit after the show, and then Tuesday if I don't have other stuff going on. How about you guys? How was your WoW week?
No, I did the raiding thing that you did. I dipped out though, during Inquisition, because, surprise, my computer was acting up. Wasn't that I was getting network lag, it was, like, massive, massive frame drops, and I don't understand why. I could understand why it was happening. I'm guessing it's just because it got real hot in my room, and it started to get, and my rig started to get real hot, because outside of that, like, everything else on my computer was running fine. Like, I was troubleshooting that for a little bit after I logged off, and no obvious speed drops or anything like that, so I'm guessing heat played a factor in me dropping out last week. Leveled up my priest a bit more, didn't get past 107 just because I have an extremely short attention span when it comes to leveling alts. I'll log on for an hour or whatever and play it for a little bit, then like, oh, I'm gonna go play something else. This week that was my monk, and then my shaman, and then my I played my monk, my shaman, my priest, my hunter, my mage. Yeah, I was all over the place alt-wise. Didn't gain a single level in any of them. But, you know, that's the breaks. Did some Mythic Plus. Did 2 plus 9 Darkheart Thickets because I had a plus 9. And then Drac had a plus 9. The second one didn't go as well as it could have. But I think that's mostly attributed to one of the, like, the healer was just trying to get into the Mythic Plus thing. He's starting to want to heal more, like, outside of raid, so we brought him along, and then Drac brought along his monk tank, and I think the combination of the two didn't lend itself to a successful attempt, because we ended up just barely missing out on the timer by, like, a couple minutes. Which was interesting. I've never actually had an expired timer, so that was a new experience for me. Didn't know what happened after that. Now I do.
So what happens?
We still get loot, and you have a chance to, but you have a chance to redo it, but it'll be at a lower key level. Okay. I didn't check to see what my key got downgraded to. It didn't get downgraded. I didn't bother doing it again, because I'm like, why am I going to do something lower than a plus 9? I've already cleared a plus 9. May as well, you know, try something else. But I think after that run, I called it a night, just because it was getting hot in my room, and I wanted to not be in my room anymore. It's been a really common theme this past couple weeks, just not wanting to be in my room, because it's really hot in here. I actually played StarCraft for a little bit this week, which is weird. I haven't really booted that game up in a while. I'm still just as terrible as I remember. I think of the 3 games I played, I lost them all in less than 5 minutes. And a lot more Overwatch, just because that's my thing. Yeah, that was my week in WoW, and gaming in general. What about you, Medros? How was your week?
I was really, really angry with myself yesterday. I decided to do some world quests and stuff, because the weekly quest is up for that. Kind of went through all my characters, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to start with the ones who have the lowest order hall resources, because that's really what I'm going for here. And went around and did a bunch of order hall resource ones, and probably did, you know, 12, 15 world quests. And I'm like, well, I think I'm pretty close at this point, because I also did a couple of the Wormtongue Cache ones. So I was like, well, let me check my progress on the quest. Guess what?
You didn't pick it up, did you?
Correct in one.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. That actually almost happened to me, too. And then I think I was doing the one where you had to feed the dragon whelplings in Stormheim.
Yeah.
And I think I got to the 19th one, like, oh, wait! Check the quest. Didn't have it, so I hearthed back and grabbed it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually end up finishing that event, that whole D20 world quest thing. But, you know.
Oh, that's it. Ending tonight, so you still have time.
Yeah.
Yay. Because I didn't either.
So
before Suramar, before the show. Sorry. Keep going.
Continue. Yeah, so I went back, got the quest, went out, finished it for him, ended up clearing all of the emissary quests, caches as well, because I was doing so many extra quests at that point. And then did it on my priest and my second druid. Next up is my second monk, because he is also pretty low. And if I have time, I'll try and do another ones tonight, but we'll see. 20 quests takes a long time, but I do enjoy doing them. Especially when I can kind of hammer them out and get them done pretty quickly. So yeah, not really much else this week. Just kind of maintenance stuff, really. So yeah, that's about it. So Fan, tell us what's coming up this week in WoW.
Tomorrow's actually August 1st, so we're going to talk about this month in WoW. I believe before they actually post the thing about it, which is crazy. So if we missed anything, we'll maybe catch up on it next week. Anyways, this month in WoW, starting tomorrow from August 1st to the 8th, is going to be Lich King time walking. Also, since tomorrow is the start of a new month, August 6th to the 12th is going to be the Dark Moon Fair. That's going to be, it always starts the first Sunday of the month, which obviously is a little under a week away. Also, next week we get Raid Finder Wing 4, which is called Deceiver's Fall, and that's, so next week, next Tuesday is August 8th. And then the other events going on next week are the Battleground bonus event and the PvP Brawl Gravity Lapse. And so that's the one where you jump and go sailing in the air forever, ever, ever, ever.
I wonder if those will stack, if I can do both of those at the same time.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not going to have time to do it that week.
Aw.
Going to the cabin that week.
Well, cabins are nice.
Yeah, that's true. I won't argue with that.
The week after that, we come back to the Broken Shores, Broken Isles, whatever, for the Legion Dungeon bonus event. So that runs from August 15th to the 22nd. Inside that is going to be the Trial of Style, which is going to be the 17th to the 21st of August. Is there a specific place where you go for that, or?
I'm sure there is. I can't remember where it is, though. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure to look that up for the appropriate week.
Perfect. So, I'm sure it'll be in Blizzard's This Month in WoW notes in a couple days.
That's where I got all this from, the This Month in WoW post.
Oh, was that posted already?
Yep.
Oh, geez. Okay. Wow, they're early. And then, so the week after the dungeon event, the Legion dungeon event, is the PvP Brawl, Warsong Scramble, and Cataclysm Time Walking. So that's going to... Oh, wait, sorry. I'm jumping ahead of myself. PvP Brawl, Warsong Scramble is going to be from the 22nd to the 29th of August. And then the Cataclysm Time Walking is the week after that. It's from the 29th of August to September 5th. And then we're in September. And then people start going back to school.
And hopefully it cools down a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Just think, in 6 months you'll be thinking, please, heat.
No, I won't. You know why? I like the cold.
Crazy, man.
Hey, you know what? This is the way I approach my weather preferences. If it gets too cold out, I can just keep throwing clothes on. There's a limit for when it's too hot out.
Can't really start peeling your skin off. That would be weird. Other things to keep mind of for the month of August is the Mythic Dungeon Invitational Proving Grounds has a deadline of August 8th, so that's next Tuesday, so a week tomorrow, or if you're listening on the download, a couple more days, 5 days, something like that. And then Blizzard is going to be at Gamescom from August 23rd to the 26th. So look out for them there if you're going. And that's it. That's this next month in WoW. This month in WoW Tomorrow edition.
Awesome. All right. I'm very curious about that Gamescom. Very curious what's going to happen there.
Diablo 4.
Who knows?
I really don't think that there will be any super significant WoW stuff outside of things we already know, or maybe like just expanding on things. They've kind of saved the big meet for BlizzCons, I believe, right? Or am I wrong?
Well, they announced the Legion at Gamescom a year and a half ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was done during a time where we weren't expecting a lot to happen there.
Yeah.
Not really, no. It was quite the surprise that day.
Yeah.
Or leading up to that day. On that day, we knew it was coming, but yeah. Definitely interesting. Anyways, so let's talk a little bit about patch 7.3. Ian Hesychostis, who is, of course, game director of World of Warcraft, will be answering questions about the upcoming Legion patch on Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday. Basically, he's kind of just kind of wanted to answer some people's questions and get some information out to people as to what to expect, I guess. I'm very curious to see how this is going to go because I think a lot of people do have a number of questions about what's coming in this patch and if there's any more big surprises coming. Because at this point, we don't know at all even when it's going to happen. We do know, I think, the majority of the content that's going to be coming, but not much about what's beyond that.
Mm-hmm. What I want to know is where we can get those other Urzul mount models. I've accepted that the Shackled Urzul is going to be a drop from Mythic, and I'll wait until I can farm that on Mythic solo, but there are a bunch of other of those models in there, Blizz, and I want to know where they are so I can ride them. I need those mounts in my life. I don't care about the Rays, the Lightforged Golem, or any of that other stuff. Well, actually, no. The Black Unicorn I want. But I really want those Urzul mounts. Just because there's five heads, and it's disgusting, and I love it. That's going to be my question.
Okay. What would you ask, Fan, if you could ask anything? What patch 7.3?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Where are Illyria and Terralion?
If I did that, I hope somebody would punch me in the face. Because I would deserve it.
Yes, yes, you would.
It's hard to think about new content when I'm still working on consuming the current content.
Yeah, I'd agree on that. I mean, there are some aspects of what we've seen so far that I have questions about. The Netherlight Crucible, for example, yes, it's giving us a way of customizing our relics, but I'm not incredibly satisfied with it so far, just because it's a random thing. Yeah. I just like to know some of the thought process behind deciding to make that a random effect. Because it seems like that's a lot of unnecessary RNG for something that's directly affecting our power.
Yeah. Well, can you reroll things?
As far as I've been able to tell you, you get the opportunity to select new talents or aspects of that when you put a new relics, when you equip a new relic. At least that's my understanding of it. I might be wrong. I'll fully admit that I haven't fully read up on it. It's just the random aspect of it doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth, especially because it's something that affects our player power.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that, like, over the past couple of years, I haven't been on the PTR, like, ever, but I used to log on to the PTR a bunch just to see what's coming and whatnot, but that's when I played WoW, like, every day for hours, and I just don't really have the time for that now, so I work more on just the current content that's there, and I don't really have much interest in checking out the PTR to answer those kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
If it's even possible.
That's fair.
I haven't been on the PTR in ages. So, if we think that 7.3 might be nearing the last patch,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a 7.3.5 and maybe a 7.4. What do you guys think of the chances of them announcing the next expansion at Gamescom is?
Yeah, and honestly, that's kind of what I'm expecting from Gamescom, because we've known what's been coming at 7.3 for a long time. We've known since BlizzCon last year that we were going to Arcus in 7-3. We didn't even fully know what was happening with the Nighthold and all that other stuff. And Tomb of Sargeras, when we found that information out. So that tells me that Blizzard is willing to lay out the more further out future for us and what we are going to be getting. Yeah. So I honestly do think that we're going to get something out of Gamescom.
What do you think, Van?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if they've... I forgot that they had done that before, but I see that as a very good possibility. And so that's near the end of August. So we have September and October, and then BlizzCon in November. So I don't think it'll be ready yet, but it'll be like pretty polished to play on the floor at BlizzCon. Unless it's playable. Does Gamescom have demo stations too?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's your standard gaming convention in terms of the availability of whatever.
Yeah.
So, I feel like there would be demo stations there. What they have available as demo stations is completely up in the air at this point, obviously.
Yeah. I wonder if there... If they do announce it, if there would be playable demos there, or if that would be just saved for BlizzCon exclusively.
I feel like they had playable demos for the Demon Hunter at Gamescom when it got announced.
Yeah.
I know for sure they did. They had the cinematic trailer for Legion at Gamescom all that time ago. And they had the in-game trailer as well, like announcing the new features and new classes and stuff like that. I can't recall if they had playable demo there or not. I think the demo, when did the beta come out for Legion? That came out around... I honestly can't even remember when Legion launched now. Establishing a timeline is hard, especially when I can't Google because my keyboard's real loud.
Erlina said that Legion launched August 30th, 2016.
So
almost a year.
Wow. Okay, and the Legion announcement was 2 years ago at Gamescom. I feel like they may have had a playable demo at Gamescom, but the beta wasn't until either shortly before or shortly after BlizzCon?
Yeah, it was announced August 16th, 2015.
That's when Legion was announced?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because it's starting to come back to me. I recall that they said that they were going to have a beta by the end of the year, and I feel like the beta may have been, or the alpha, was shortly after BlizzCon in 2015, and the beta came just a little bit into the new year. So yeah, I think it's entirely reasonable to think that we're gonna get an expansion announcement at Gamescom, kind of following the same timeline as what we had with Legion, where we're gonna get a beta shortly or alpha shortly after BlizzCon. Again, this is based on the one timeline that we have where they... This is based on the one instance of where they have this timeline. The Legion announcement and the releases following that were definitely more unique in terms of Warcraft expansions and all their important dates.
Yeah, like So, we had the announcement of Legion in August of 2015. 8 months later, we had the beta.
8 months?
Yeah, it launched in May of 2016.
Okay, but we had the alpha just after BlizzCon, right? I remember playing in the alpha just after BlizzCon anyway.
I can't remember that far back. My memory sucks.
And it looks like January, maybe?
Sorry, Legion, alpha.
Oh, yeah, okay, November, yeah.
Yeah, then it went offline during the Christmas holidays, and it came back. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, they took it offline for holidays, pissing everybody off because they couldn't play over their holidays.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, taking all that into consideration, I think we should be expecting something from Gamescom.
Yeah. We're really due for something.
Which is weird, because BlizzCon historically has been the place where they've announced all their big stuff, right? Thinking back to the previous BlizzCons, I mean, what major announcements have there been? Like, last year, what was there? There was... I don't even remember what was announced last year.
Hearthstone Heroes, I think?
Yeah, there was some Hearthstone stuff and Heroes stuff, but that's, you know, standard ever since those games came out. We didn't hear any... did we get the Necromancer stuff at BlizzCon last... Yeah, we didn't, because it was playable at BlizzCon last year. We didn't get any StarCraft stuff outside of the D.Va announcer pack, I believe. We didn't get anything major. We didn't get anything like an expansion for Warcraft or Diablo or... And StarCraft, I believe that expansion was just launching soon after BlizzCon.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see how things have evolved and the way and places that Blizzard has started to announce these things for. It was BlizzCon, and now, you know, it's PAX, it's Gamescom, it's, you know, something unrelated on Twitter for Hearthstone, because that's just how they roll.
Did you say the Gadgetzan expansion?
Yeah, it was a Hearthstone expansion, I remember that much. I think it was a Gadgetzan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Sombra introduction.
Right. But
that was... Like, everybody's like, oh, this is going to happen.
Yeah, we all knew it was happening going into it.
Yeah. Oh, and then the new heroes, but you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Or Varian and Ragnaros.
Yeah, but it hasn't been anything huge during the opening ceremonies in the past couple of years. Overwatch was 2 years ago when they announced it. Yeah. Anyway. That is incredibly off topic for what we were. What were we talking about? 7-3 Q&A.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting discussion to have, minutes, regardless. Man. What?
That should end up 20 minutes of showtime, though.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, and 2014 was, or 2015 was stuff about the Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
New characters for Heroes.
Yeah, I mean, new characters for Heroes has been a staple at BlizzCon opening ceremony since Heroes came out.
Yeah. And Overwatch was D.Va and Mei and
D.Va, Mei, and Genji, yeah. All right. Well, let's move on from all that other stuff and talk about some more 7-3 stuff. So, if you're interested in doing raid testing at all, they started doing the raid testing on the 28th. And I believe today is the last day for this current sprint of raid testing. So they have tested... Of course, I closed that page because I'm, you know, a genius. They've tested the War Council. The War Council is being tested on the 28th, along with the Fellhounds and Garrothi. Yeah, so those are the three bosses that they're going to be testing. So, yeah, raid testing is fully underway. Looks like it's heroic difficulty. So, yeah. If you're interested in doing any of that testing, just make sure to keep an eye on the PTR forums. And they'll announce those whenever they come up.
Also, they did heroic within that specific time period on Friday, and then normal stayed open throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's, like, thinking back to, like, the Raid Finder, you usually have, you know, 1 to 3 or 4 bosses. I wonder if that's, like, one Raid Finder wing.
A very real possibility. I mean, it's hard to tell looking at the Dungeon General and PTR right now in what order we're meant to be tackling these bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't read too much into what's... Is there right? What they've tested right now?
Yeah.
According to Wowpedia, these three are the first three in the raid journal.
Oh, all right.
Yay!
Good to know.
So, yeah. So that's going on in the PTR fan. What else is going on in the PTR?
Is this from the PTR?
Yep.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, the Doomsayers are coming back. They'll be screaming at you from Dalaran. Really, all I can see from this is just the text from talking. Is it from talking to them? I don't even know if it's... I'm assuming it's talking to them.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Or reading. But yeah, so...
It's more pamphlets, it looks like.
Oh yeah, because there's 12. Yeah, you're right.
It may be the same pamphlets, I'm not sure.
Huh. I still have them. Maybe I'll log in later and check. But yeah, they're going to be in Dalaran, so yelling doom at us because the world is ending.
And they're basically just telling us, I told you so. That's my understanding of it, anyway.
It looks like it's a different one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like there's some of the names are the same, like Blackened Pamphlet is one of them. The one that was from the previous one is different from what's the wording of this one is. Probably another stupid achievement.
So people are going to be dying? Like, they're going to be flying up in Dalaran and dying so they can get the pamphlets?
Only the idiots, but okay.
Jumping off Dalaran.
Hey, you know what you can do? I did that for the first one.
Oh, get a pamphlet, and then you go into the sewers, and you go kill people until they kill you, because there's PvP, and then you res, and then you go get your next pamphlet.
Oh, and that way you can farm your 20,000 eyes for the rat mount.
Yeah, genius. See?
I like it.
Man, this is going places. One other thing directly below this post is that as of 7.3, we're going to see a fixed world boss rotation. So the weekly Warcraft devs tweeted out, the weekly world boss rotation is currently random. In 7.3, it will be changed to a fixed rotation. So you'll be able to predict when your world boss is coming up, or like for the gear that, or transmog, or not transmog, I'm sorry, artifact power weapon, stuff that you want to drop, and yay, you can target the right boss at the right time for that. Yay!
Yeah, because Nidhogg will finally spawn, even though apparently he spawned at some point, but I don't recall seeing him spawn, and I was usually pretty good at checking.
Yeah.
But somebody in guild told me that he'd spawned, like, in the past month or so. So either I didn't check, or one of us is mistaken.
I wonder if somewhere like Wowhead would have a record of who spawned when.
Well, the thing was, I was reading, I was reading this on the forums, and we all know how reliable that can be. But somebody was thinking that Nidhogg hadn't spawned for something like 5 months.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But I never realized that. Well, it was more just me checking for the bosses. If I remembered. Either way, I am stoked for that. Yeah. Now I can only... Now I'll run Trial of Valor to get the one piece that I'm missing.
I'm trying to remember if I've ever faced that one boss.
Nidhogg? It's the Storm Dragon in Stormheim.
I feel like I have.
Like, recently?
But yeah, it feels like it's been a while. I feel like it was like 6 weeks ago, maybe? 4 weeks ago?
It actually lends up with something someone in Guild said earlier, so... Could be right.
What is... Which one is Nidhogg? Is that...
That's the Storm Dragon up in Stormheim. I remember he's one of the first ones that spawned when Legion came out, and it was I remember seeing that.
Yes.
I'd have to go to him to get my hidden artifact thing, and when I didn't get it, I'm like, oh, okay, well, it probably just didn't meet some requirement, I'll wait, and then it never came back, or I missed it.
I remember fighting, killing him, like, right near the beginning, but I don't remember seeing him since.
Well, maybe we'll see him again.
Yeah, we're not finding anybody who records a list of, like, which ones have spawned when.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it probably has been a while.
Well, we'll see him again soon. When he comes up in rotation. Blizzard make him first in the rotation.
Makes sense.
Maybe they'll make him last.
What?
Just for giggles.
What I do to you, man?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
It's rude.
I'm being real. I'm being real, dude.
You're being rude is what you're doing.
Let us move along, shall we?
Sure.
So, have you guys both read the Warcraft Traveler book?
No.
I own it. The kids have read it. I kept meaning to read it.
Well, the audiobook's really good. I don't think I actually read the paper book, but I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere. I have to, like, move around some stuff that, in my office, because my office is a bit cluttered, to figure out where it is. But I'm pretty sure I've got it around here somewhere. There is there's a sequel that's been planned. Now, it's originally supposed to be out later this year, but it sounds like they've changed that plan to having released according to Amazon, which we all know Amazon's release dates are not as confirmable as they should be, per se. But they're saying February 28th of next year. And it's the Spiral Path World of Warcraft Book 2 of the Traveler series. And I'm really excited for this. I really enjoyed the first book. It's definitely, you know, definitely a young adult's novel. But I'm glad they got enough traction off the first one to do a second.
Me too. Because the kids really enjoyed reading it. And anything I can do to get those kids reading is a win in my book.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
They specifically asked me if there was more in the series. And I was like, no. Not right now. And, like, the oldest looked very upset about that.
Yeah.
And hey, perfect. That comes out around his birthday. Perfect. It's like it was meant to be.
Indeed. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And it's, again, written by Greg Weisman. So
awesome.
That'll be really cool. And I hope they'll have some really good art in it again, just like the last one.
There was art in it? Oh, no, I definitely have to, like, find the book in their room.
Actually, I have all of the art from the book autographed by Samwise.
Nice.
Again, somewhere in my office. Somewhere. Man, I gotta get the shelf up soon. but yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, maybe if somebody I know is going to BlizzCon, they can see if there's any new prints to get signed. Maybe, you know, anybody.
Just go to BlizzCon.
Moving along, though. All right, moving along. What's this about Hearthstone?
All right, so as we all know, the Knights of the Frozen Throne is the newest expansion coming out for Hearthstone. and if you fulfill certain criteria, you'll be able to get Arthas as a paladin hero in Hearthstone. So basically what you need to do is you need to defeat the Lich King with every class. I mean, that's pretty much it. You gotta defeat the Lich King with every class. So you gotta go through the three wings of Icecrown Citadel and then beat the Lich King on the final wing. And you'll be able to play as Prince Arthas for the Paladin Hero. It should be noted that the Lich King cheats. He's a dirty cheater.
Of course he is.
And
some he's of the a paladin, classes, of course.
Yeah. I mean, what could we have expected from a paladin?
Cheaters.
So some of these cheats are like, it looks like every class has a different kind of encounter with the Lich King. So mages, for example, all their like there are set to one health point at the start of the game. I'm not sure how winnable that is. I'm sure it is. Paladins, he's got a grudge against you guys, so if your minions die, they'll end up on his side of the board. And this one's not confirmed, they're just inferring this from the video where they announced this thing, is that the priest hero will have a silence cast on him. So it's a possibility that you won't be able to cast spells as the priest hero.
Yep, that's fair.
In Warriors, he just bows down to their might and accepts his inevitable defeat and just forfeits immediately.
Some of his dialogue here is pretty good, too.
Yeah, you play cards the way my father ran his kingdom, weakly. Like, ouch.
You know, I feel like doing that would make me want to go back and kill him again.
Like, you should call him the Shade King. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do this one, just because I don't typically play anything outside my warrior deck.
I'm sure Hearthhead will have... I think it's Hearthhead. Will have sets that people use to defeat it, so you could put that together.
Yeah. I'm a little upset they haven't announced a warrior legendary yet. I want to see what happens.
What would you like it to be?
I don't know. Something with a lot of armor.
That seems logical.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, I hope it's awesome.
Me too.
That board is cool too. In the screenshots.
Oh yeah, wow. I like it. So we got like Syndragoza, or at least a skull. Like a dragon skull.
You can see its claw too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's really nice. I like this.
It is a pretty cool idea, and I mean I already have the sword. You just need the character, right? So
yeah.
Anyways, let us move along, shall we?
All right.
So the sponsor of today's show is the great folks over at Audible. They have great audiobooks. They have great narrators, great authors. We've talked about this author before. It's the author of the Magic 2.0 series, Scott Myers. This is very, very different. It's called Run Program. I want to try and describe it without giving spoilers, but it's hard to do that. But if you are into, you know, higher level thinking, you know, AI type thinking, this book is definitely going to interest you. So let's do a bit of a sample of Run Program.
Hope pressed her ID card against the sensor, but it didn't surprise her when the door stayed locked. She looked down at the card. Sure enough, her picture and the name Hope Takeda were there under the Office Smart corporate logo. She had the right card. She tried it again. Still nothing. She slowly slid the card around the surface of the sensor, looking for the sweet spot. After several seconds of careful card wiggling, the sensor glowed green, and she heard the latch click open. Thank you, she muttered. It'd be easier to use my ID to jimmy the lock. She stomped into the office. Eric slipped in behind her and slid into his chair. It's been 2 days, Hope said, holding her ID card up like Exhibit A. Why didn't they fix this while I was gone? Eric swiveled in his seat to look at her. It was a small room, more of a vestibule, really, originally intended to hold a secretary's desk and a few chairs. Instead, it held two...
So that is Run Program. It's written by Scott Meyer, narrated by Angela Daw. And you can find that and over 180,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. All right, Josie, so who won?
No one.
Again?
Yep. Which is deeply unfortunate. So what we're going to do is we're going to play last week's clip again. I hope we're a winner for next week. And we're actually going to suspend this portion of the show going forward because we seem to be rapidly running out of people eligible to win.
Yeah. All right, let's play that here.
Unthinkable! The mortals will destroy everything! My sister, what have you...
I mean, I don't know why anybody else didn't get it.
That's sounds like strange. Arthas to me.
I mean, I totally sound like a guard.
Is it possible for both of you to be right?
Probably not.
No, there's a way.
All right. Well, you guys let us know who you think it is, and maybe you win a prize.
Yeah. As usual, all answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia, and all correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
All right. Last week's question of the week was, what is your favorite piece of music from World of Warcraft? Junk says, Song of Liulang. Erlina says, Music as You Leave the Wandering Isle, Heart of Pandaria.
Red Zian said, Lament of the Highborn. And Frasley said, Stormstout Brewery.
And Casey Campbell says, going to have to go with Sylvanas Singh after bringing her the locket. I think that's Lament of the Highborn. And Thildrum Oldstone says, the music from Grizzly Hills or anything from Mists of Pandaria. And I'd have to agree with the Mists of Pandaria thing. I agree with your entire thing. Festival Drum. Grizzly Hills had amazing music, and I don't think there was a piece of Mr. Pandaria music I didn't enjoy. So
I still say the same thing Casey Campbell said, which is The Lament of the Highborn. That is an awesome piece of music for me.
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome. I think that was my favorite, too, so far.
All right. And this one is what we can't answer this week, but we will. We will. The question week for the next show is, what was your favorite question and answer from the question and answer session? And we will answer ours at the beginning of the question week section next week.
What do you guys hope gets asked?
Where's Illyria and Thorellion?
You be quiet. I'll slap your face tomorrow.
That's rude. Rude.
Sorry. That's how I am sometimes.
Does it qualify as workplace harassment?
Sure. Good luck with that. I kid.
I guess if I wanted an answer, I would be that the nether. I can never remember the name of it. The thing with the relics.
Yeah.
The Netherlight Crucible and the decision to go with random traits.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Alright, then I guess that's about it. Unless people want to talk about Moltres and Articuno and Lugia and all that other stuff. Probably don't want to have time.
Nah.
Wrong podcast for that. So, shoutouts. I'm going to give my shoutout to J.K. Rowling.
Come on, man.
For an awesome book series. Sorry, I just had to. But you can say it too, Toasty.
No, you already said it. I'm going to give a shout out to Merlin from our guild because she's tuning into the chat for the first time.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And how about you, Fan?
My shout out is going to be to who I think is the newest member of our guild. My buddy Sue rolled a hunter on Dalaran, so it's Suzette.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him for coming to hang out with us. He's just working on gearing up a little bit now. I think he just got into being able to do Raid Finder today. And I think he said he got loot on 2 out of the first 14 bosses he did.
Ouch.
So that's kind of demoralizing, but...
Yeah, that's RNG for you, though, right?
Yeah. He wanted me to get him into a Mythic Plus tonight, but I just didn't have time because I had to make dinner before the show, and by the time I sat down here, there wasn't really enough time to go do Mythic Plus.
Then you can try after the show.
Yeah. Because I think I need one.
Good luck. All right. And I want to remind everybody about our Patreon, because it's awesome, and we could use your support. And that's about it, though. Who wants to do the outro?
I'll take it. All right, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I am at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of Moltres.
New topics to talk about? Because 7-3 Q&A?
Sure.
Yeah.
And Moltres.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. find us online at thedawnforge.com.